Report, Kyrsten Sinema prepared to walk away from Biden agenda. By Jacob Bliss on October 1, 2021. Political allies close to Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Diaz, reportedly told Axios that the wine-drinking triathlete will not be bullied into supporting the partisan $3.5 trillion reconciliation package Democrats are using to push part of President Joe Biden's radical agenda. Her political allies are claiming Sinema, who does not play by the typical rules of Washington, D.C. by giving in to the party needs, is prepared to walk away from Biden's agenda. Speaking to some of her colleagues, the senator reportedly suggested that the top priority for her was the bipartisan infrastructure deal she helped put together in the spring. Biden and his top aides have met with the senator multiple times this week and have yet to have success breaking through to Sinema. Axios detailed some of the concerns Sinema has reportedly said to her allies trying to pass the monster bill. She suggested to some allies that she's reluctant to support any increase in the corporate tax rate, but she's more likely to accept a smaller increase to the headline rate, likely in the 24% range, well short of Biden's proposed 28%. She's raised flags about increasing the rate on corporations' international profits, which she believes could harm their competitiveness. On capital gains, she's also indicated that she's opposed to Biden's headline 39.6% rate but could accept a number in the mid-20s. The offices of Sinema and Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, released separate statements Thursday, ahead of when the House was planning on voting on the bipartisan infrastructure bill they both helped broker. Sinema's office reaffirmed her position not to support the partisan $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Senator Sinema said publicly more than 2 months ago, before Senate passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, that she would not support a bill costing $3.5 trillion. The statement said, adding that the senator previously shared detailed concerns and priorities, including dollar figures, directly with Senate Majority Leader Schumer in the White House. A statement from Manchin's spokesperson denied the claims that a deal was made with the senator on a path to a reconciliation package. There is no agreement, Manchin stands by his statement yesterday and reports of a number are completely inaccurate, the statement said. Both statements claimed that the two senators were committed to working in good faith negotiations. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.